It's such an intimacy, yet such an exploration that goes on between you two. I can't imagine this in another setting other than this intimate setting here. But yet recently, you played
The Hollywood Bowl
with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Yeah,
and we played the Monterey Jazz Festival recently as well.
You know, you can play to the energy that's there, like in a situation like we at Monterey was a huge crowd, and we just sort of sent our energy out there to them and did our thing, and it was a different energy. That was what was so fun about it. Yeah. I like playing tiny little rooms. I mean, for an audience of one today, an audience of 20,000, you know, another day. They're very different experiences, but the music, the structure of what we're doing is the same, but how it works in those settings is actually pretty interesting.
You know what I've learned about playing to large crowds outdoors, especially like the Hollywood Bowl and Monterey Jazz Festival, were both outdoors with thousands and thousands of people. And it was the tendency when you do that, especially when there's no drums and bass, it's not impact music. There's a lot of delicacy about it. The tendency is to play louder or forceful or faster or to get the communication out. Like wow, we got to get across to all that distance and so forth.
It's like screaming at them.
Yeah, but it's the absolute wrong thing to do. So it is possible, we discovered, to be intimate and to leave lots of space, because when you have a great audio engineer like Bernie Kirsch that's out front of house mixing, you know that whatever that intimacy is that, like, for instance, the radio audience is hearing now is going to be translated through the speakers, and that you can put that relaxed vibe out actually to 10,000 people.
Yeah, and another aspect of it for me is I have to allow myself to be, I don't know if the word is self-indulgent, but like the whole conversation is between me and Chick. It's not about them, although I'm aware of them. They're a catalyst for the situation, a reason for it to happen. But I have to, as long as I'm focusing on what's coming out of him, and a lot of times we're looking at each other, there's a lot of body English, as long as our conversation stays intact and isn't just interrupted by all of that, it can turn into a whole lot more. It gets amplified.
Sure. And the intimacy of the setting itself does wonders for eliminating, Matt Wilson calls it the jazz moat.
The jazz moat?
Yes. It's that.
Oh,
it's
the
that,
wall between you and the
it's
audience.
It's that
right.
wall that exists, right? Between the audience and performers. But yet, and I have to agree, sitting this close, getting my feet wet in the moat, that intimacy draws the people closer, doesn't it?
It really can, you know. I feel like if we're having a good time, they usually are, which is why I focus on what's going on between us while it's directed out to them. It's a curious concept.
Yeah. Yeah, we also try to just create a relaxed atmosphere with the audience, no matter how big or small they are, so they don't feel like it's something serious, like we said before. Are we ready for another one? Do you
sure,
think?
Absolutely.
Because I wanted to play this piece of Baylor's that was actually it's on our first recording, and it you wrote it specifically for the record, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
And this is a style that I wanted to learn more about, which is bluegrass. So
I was going to ask about the rhythms because we've talked a lot about the jazz rhythms and how the banjo walks into that world.
Well, this is the other way around.
This is the other world, right?
This is a lick. See, this is a lick that Bela taught me, which is the basic background of this piece called Mountain. And I'm going to try and play a little bluegrass piano here.
I'm going to say one other thing about it, which is you're talking about jazz rhythm and stuff. One of the really fun things about old-time music and some bluegrass and some old country music is there will be an extra beat either cut or added at various reasons, simply because you hear it in blues a lot too. All of a sudden, oh, there's a new one. You know what I mean? And this tune in the head, as we play it in the beginning, you'll hear the one changing at times and the groove restarting. And that's a very old time kind of a move.
Yeah, the downbeat comes in an unexpected place.
Yeah, but it's very natural. That's the intention. Yeah.
Bela Fleck, Chick Corea. 2-T-W-O. That's a lot. Mountain. Of fun. Mm-hmm. Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
And that's that bluegrass rhythm.
I guess.
Crossing the tracks.
Feels good.
As you might say, right?
Yeah, but whatever you're doing, I don't know if it's a bluegrass, but I like it.